Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, why would the players do this? Well, the players would do this because the NFLPA estimates that two more games could add as much as $2.5 billion, of which they would get 50%.
I gotta admit, I love it too.
I really, really do.
Dale Arnold.
Jackie Bradley Jr. had an egregious running play in last night's game and had a terrible running play here.
Trying to make something happen. He knows that, you know, this, you just add second and just a mistake.
Rich Keith.
I'm selling. And the first guy I'd sell is Mookie Betts.
Boy.
Dale and Keith, middays.
866-891-7203. Let me read that again.
Hold on.
I'm an idiot.
FWA, the companies.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Just out in the hallway doing Naruto runs back and forth.
Yeah, you can generate a good amount of momentum doing those. You don't turn well, but you can really get a good bit of speed going.
You can get some drifting action.
The Ford Bronco of running.
It really is. And if you can get like a couple of guys back to back to back doing a Naruto run.
That's how OJ escaped the first time.
That was.
What do you reckon?
Smooth 30 miles an hour down the through or the freeway.
What do you reckon the purpose of the pose is?
Speed.
I don't imagine that's quicker.
Yeah, it's physics, Dale. I mean, I can explain it to you off the air, maybe. Yeah.
It's because they're ninjas. That's how ninjas run, Dale.
That's true.
Wouldn't it all come full circle?
Is that really how ninjas run?
It is how ninjas run, isn't it?
Yeah, it is how ninjas run.
Yeah.
They discovered that technology at Area 51, actually.
Makes sense. So I'm looking forward to that whole thing. A couple of months to really, you know, prep. Then those guys are going to be there. It's going to be a well-oiled machine.
So Scheim is obviously not our music expert, but he is, from time to time, our gambling expert.
Yes.
So the numbers are out for week one of the NFL season.
What?
The Patriots are 6-point favorites.
Okay.
The over-under is 51.5 for their game on NBC against the Pittsburgh Steelers. How the hell do you know?
Seems a little early for that.
Who's going to be on either
Seems
roster?
Seems a little early for that, but they want to take the action. If they can make action, take action, you're going to do it. So they're at home. So,
there
I mean,
are three other games that have bigger favorites. The Eagles are 8.5-point favorites over the Redskins. I'd probably agree. The Seahawks are 8.5-point favorites over the Bengals. And we're talking home teams here.
Okay.
And the Saints are 7-point favorites over the Texans. All home teams are favorites.
Right.
Oh, take it back. Cowboys are 7.5-point favorites over the Giants, too.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I mean, I'm not betting on any games in July. Sorry.
No. The biggest road favorite, according to this site, the Baltimore Ravens in Miami, 4.5-point favorites.
All right. Miami is pretty much regarded as the worst team in the NFL.
Yes.
Like, if you look everywhere, even the Madden ratings, we're talking about the player ratings, they also do team ratings, and they go through and give every team, like, this is what your offensive grade is, this is what your defensive grade is, and then obviously overall. And the Dolphins are viewed as the worst team in the NFL. There was also the article we looked at last week that was ranking the top quarterback, running back, top receiver trios. They're calling it like the best triplets, and Miami was dead last. So Brian Flores, if he can squeeze 5 wins out of that team, it's probably going to look like as a major victory.
So the Pittsburgh Steelers lost Le'Veon Bell, lost Antonio Brown, have lost 5 of their last 6 games against the Patriots. And the average margin of victory in those 5 wins for the Patriots is 12.5 points.
Yeah, it's one of those teams where they're always a contender, but they just can't beat the Patriots. Like, it doesn't matter what the makeup is. Obviously, last year, you know, no Le'Veon Bell, but last year they actually beat him, you know, in the regular season. So, but the Patriots, it's just other teams might have a chance to knock them off, but if you're Pittsburgh, they need to make sure that somebody else does it for them. Like, that's just, it's one of those teams that they just have, I don't know if it's a mental thing against them or what it is, but they really struggle.
I've asked this question so many times in the past about, you know, spreads on preseason games. And betting on Yeah, exhibition games where
you can bet on Grapefruit League. Actually,
you know, there's 100 man rosters, and who the hell's going to play, and how much they're going to play, and what I always get is, oh, don't worry, they know. Don't worry.
No, they know what they're doing. They make their money back. They're doing that. All right. So you're talking about the we're talking about how bad the Dolphins are. I was fascinated by this because every single year you get into the is this the year that the Patriots finally lose the division. Right, because they win the division every time, and even the 2 years that they didn't win the division under Brady, or 1 year with Castle,
you
find one
somebody
year
who thinks so.
Well, every year there's one somebody, right? Every year there's one somebody that thinks so, and you're just like, all right, what is your argument going to be for either the Jets, Dolphins, or Bills?
Well, nobody's making a Dolphins argument, right?
I don't know.
No, there can't be.
There might be somebody down there. Some Miami guy.
I mean, Manish Mehta's probably making a very solid.
Maybe.
Jets argument, and Sam Darnold's going to be the best quarterback.
Now, is this from Good Morning Football? Is this
that is correct.
This is Good Morning Football on the NFL Network. Michael Robinson, former NFL player, great college player, and a pretty good NFL player. He has a team that he really likes what they're doing outside of the Patriots in the division.
Well, I think it could be in trouble.
Okay.
I really think it could be. I mean, you look at what Sean McDermott has done up there in Buffalo. I mean, they have taken care of the line of scrimmage with the draft and with their free agent additions. Let me read some things to you guys. First of all, they brought in veteran Frank Gore, who
Stop right there. Your lead point is Frank Gore? The guy's 100 years old. If you want to build up this team, talk about anything else. So he likes the Buffalo Bills, who, what were they last year? 6-10 under Sean McDermott. They're not very good. They got Josh Allen there. This team has made the playoffs once. They did it 2 years ago. They made the playoffs once in the last 19 seasons or whatever it is. And he's saying, this is the year. Why? Because they just signed Frank Gore.
Well, there you go. Call Balfour, order the rings.
Frank Gore? How old is Frank Gore?
102.
I'm willing to guess he's older than I am. Let's see. He is. He is older than I am.
Oldest backfield in the NFL?
It's insane.
LeSean McCoy, Frank Gore?
They just went out there and they just kept adding old backs. They got like a bunch of old backs. Anyway, sorry to cut off Michael Robinson. He was making a great Buffalo Bills point.
First of all, they brought in veteran Frank Gore, who I blocked for, Hall of Famer. He's going to be a guy who's going to be able to get that backfield together. Huh? But the line of scrimmage, LeAdrian Waddle, tackle out of New England, Tyen Seke,
he was the backup.
Swing tackle out of Washington, center Mitch Moore, center Spencer Long. Can I go on?
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
It's the line of scrimmage. And then you go into the draft, and Cody Ford, who everybody regarded as a first-round tackle, falls right there to you. Now, Josh Allen has to take the next step. I think this defense, this top-rated pass defense, will give Tom Brady fits, as it did last year. Sean McDermott is a genius when you talk about pass defense.
He's a genius in the pass defense? Okay, fine. He's a good defensive coach, I suppose. But my God. So, just to get this straight, he's saying this could be the year that the Patriots fall. And I know it's a long summer. You got to talk about a lot of different things. But this could be the year the Patriots don't win the division. Why? The first two names he mentioned were Frank Gore and LeAdrian Waddle.
By the way, he was just talking about how the Bills give Brady fits.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
He's 30-3 in his career against the Bills.
He's won more games in Buffalo than like any other Buffalo starting quarterback over the last 20 years.
He is the first quarterback since the AFL-NFL merger in 1970 to beat a single team 30 times.
They give him fits, though.
Oh, he doesn't know what he's going
to
do.
He had to work for everything he's gotten there.
He's 30-3.
I'm still hung up on Frank Gore and LeAdrian Waddle being the reason why. So the Patriots backup tackle from a year ago and whatever's left of Frank Gore.
First of all, they brought in veteran Frank Gore.
That should not be your first of all. That should maybe be your last of all. Your first of all is not Frank Gore, who, again, he's had a very, very good career.
It's LeAdrian Waddle, tackle out of New England.
Okay.
I mean, I really do, whether that's winning the division or getting a wild card berth. But I expect them to get into the playoffs again.
Other team. And I'm fine with it. You don't have to take the chalk picks all the time. But you got to give some reasoning behind it. It can't be because of a 36-year-old running back and a backup tackle. That's not why all of a sudden Buffalo under Josh Allen and Sean McDermott are going to beat the Patriots.
They
and
are
make
coming
the playoffs.
After you now.
I expect them to get in the playoffs.
I'd be shocked if they made the playoffs.
I really do. Whether that's winning the division or getting a wild card berth, but I expect.
I mean, yeah, that is.
I think they are the third best team in the division.
Yeah, you got the Jets too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and Miami's just so
Miami's
bad.
Miami's definitely four.
Yeah, I mean, short of catastrophic injury, I don't see any way in the world Michael Robinson has a clue about the Buffalo Bills.
No.
I don't know if that's saying they win the division. I do.
I just think that I don't think Josh Allen is going to be good enough. And I also think when you're talking about getting in the wild card, I mean, you look at some of the teams in the AFC, I mean, whether it's the Texans, Colts, and then either the Jaguars or the Titans, I think there could be a bounce back for the Jaguars, right? So the AFC South, I think, is all pretty good. The West, you have the Chiefs and Chargers are there. Then the Raiders made all those additions. The North, the Steelers probably aren't going to be as bad as I hope that they are without Antonio Brown.
They're probably decent.
They're going to be worse. But I think, I mean, they still have Juju Smith-Schuster. The Cleveland Browns were a non-playoff team who everybody thinks now will be a playoff team. Baltimore made the playoffs last year, so I don't think there's any room for the Buffalo Bills to get into the playoffs. But hey, you want to be the lone voice in something. There you go, John.
So I've got a major Buffalo Bills story from this offseason you may have missed. So they have Frank Gore and LeSean McCoy, as we know, TJ Yeldon, whatever. They did sign rugby star Christian Wade from Europe.
Is that right? They got a rugby player?
Yep.
I mean, Patriots got one. So you probably...
I had known that.
It's a copycat league.
That changes the narrative, Dale.
If nothing else, it's a copycat league. They saw
the
Patriots.
First of all, they brought in veteran Frank Gore.
They should have just shut his mic off at that point. First of all, they brought in Frank Gore. So they've had LeSean McCoy for a bunch of years.
Owe Frank Gore money or something.
Maybe.
Adrian Waddle.
Come on. You can't talk to Patriots fans about Adrian Waddle.
He named three Buffalo Bills. He named three. Yeah. Frank Gore, Adrian Waddle, Josh Allen.
Is that a playoff team to you?
No.
No, I mean, I don't think that it
is. Patriot fans, don't get off my Twitter.
I think he's actually, I think he doesn't mean that.
No.
I think he's trying to Max Kellerman it.
Reverse psychology.
Hey guys, come on, don't give me any attention. It's like Chris, it's classic Chris Sims is what this is. Yeah, I do a lot of research. I watch a lot of games. These are my rankings. Okay. But hey, Buffalo Bills. But my guess is when they sat down that day, the production meeting, somebody was like, listen, we're going to talk about the AFC East. We can't all just say the Patriots are going to win. Can somebody give me an argument? And Michael Robinson said, yeah, I got one. Like, do you want to share? He's like, no, I'll wait. I'll wait till we get on the air.
Wait till the mics come on.
And then he goes with Frank Gore, who, according to Pro Football Reference, Frank Gore's nickname is the Inconvenient Truth. Never heard anybody call him that.
He'll be storming Area 51 on September 20th.
He could be there. His Naruto run. Get whatever time that is.
I mean, again, assuming that there are no catastrophic injuries, assuming that, Tom Brady doesn't go down or something.
That's the only one.
The only argument you can make for Buffalo or the Jets. I can't even make an argument
for
Miami.
No, you can't for Miami. It'd be one
Hell,
of
with
teams.
Brian Hoyer, the Patriots would be
I
better than
so.
Miami.
Yeah. Jarrett Stidham.
Who we've never even
I don't
seen.
Even know anything about
we
him.
We can't pick out of a police
lineup. I'll take a better shot. But I do think that one of these quarterbacks in the AFC East, I think one of them will end up being a solid pro, whether it's Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, or Josh Allen. I think the chances of all three of those guys being busts are unlikely. They were all first-round picks a year ago. Top 10 picks from the 18 draft. I think somebody will emerge. I don't think it's Josh Allen. And I know it's hard to judge guys off of their rookie year because we've seen guys struggle as a rookie and then all of a sudden turn into a much better player. Like Peyton Manning threw a zillion picks his first year. So one of these guys could take a big step forward. I just, from watching him, I don't think it'll be Josh Allen.
Somebody asked this question, and I forget who I saw this earlier today. Speaking of quarterback play, Patrick Mahomes throws 50 touchdown passes a year ago. He's the top-rated quarterback on the Madden ratings, which is a crucially important thing.
It's pretty significant.
If he goes out and throws 40 next year, is it a failure?
What, 40 touchdowns?
Yeah. Is that a failure because he's down 10 from a year ago? Or
no, I mean, probably it depends on where he ranks in the league and how many wins they have. Because I think at that point, they're just saying, can they get over the top? Can they beat the Patriots in the playoffs? And can they get to the Super Bowl? Because they have to be one of a handful of teams that realistically thinks they can win the whole thing.
Yep.
So it's really more about that. If he throws, even if he throws 50 touchdowns and they somehow go 9-7, 10-6, they might say, well, what's going on here? I think it's going to really depend on how many wins they got.
By the way, somebody's got to look real quick for me. What's Frank Gore's Madden score?
Oh, we can look that up for you.
I gotta know because I'm gonna guess it's in the 50s.
No. It won't be that bad. Let's see.
If I had to guess, I'd say like 73.
All right. Let's find it. I'm efforting. So
I got it right here. He is an 81 overall.
Higher than I would have expected.
81. They gave him a 99 for awareness.
Well, he's been in the league for 30 years, so he's pretty aware.
Where they're coming from.
He's pretty aware.
Oh, those guys over there in the other colored uniforms are trying to hit me.
He's got good awareness. That can help your overall score, though.
His speed's only an 84, though, so he's kind of on the slower side for
that
running
makes,
backs.
That makes sense. So he's a 81. LeSean McCoy's an 82. Those guys are about the same. Interesting. The highest rated Buffalo Bill, Micah Hyde, 86. Tre'Davious White, who Gronk elbowed in the head, is an 85. Cole Beasley is an 83. Those are one of their big offseason acquisitions.
How does James White compare to Frank Gore?
Ooh, James White's
I believe James White was an 84, 85.
Yeah, something like that. What's his awareness, though? That's really what it comes down
to. He hasn't been around long enough. How could he be aware?
No, that's true. Let's see. James White's an 86.
Awareness, only an 85.
Yeah, that's surprising. That's surprising. He's not old enough, I guess.
Hasn't been in the league for 100 years.
No. I can't believe that. Frank Gore. What's amazing, too, about Frank Gore, not to spend all our time on Frank Gore, but he was a guy who was hurt throughout like his entire college career, and you're like, well, he's not going to make it. And then he's been in the league for 15 seasons, and he's missed like only a handful of games. Pretty remarkable.
Is it true, by the way, the guy who's a 99 on awareness had a Wonderlic score of 4?
Yeah, but I don't know. Did he have a Wonderlic score of 4? Frank Gore did?
Supposedly.
Yeah, he might have. But they're different things. Like, it's football smarts. Like, awareness, I don't need to know, what the eighth month of the year is. Just like a Wonderlic question. That's not as important. But if you know where,
August.
If the blitz is coming
sorry,
in.
Sorry, I just.
I'm not quizzing you, Dale. I'm not quizzing you. But if you know what the snap count is, I think that's more important than anything
else.
Yeah.
If you know that, you're in good shape. Okay, I'm going.
That's it. I don't need any of these little trick questions. If Timmy left going east at 80 miles an hour and Mikey went west or north, I don't give a crap about that.
And what's the shape of the sky?
That's not on there.
We could leave all that stuff
out. That's not part of the awareness.
So it's hard for us to picture anybody giving the Patriots any sort of significant competition in the AFC East, and yet people will continue to try to figure out a way.
Mm-hmm. This is not the year. I think it's going to have to be a year where Tom Brady is no longer in the league for somebody else to win the division. Just because these teams, you haven't gotten that other team, like the Cleveland Browns, for example, which were bad for a while. Then all of a sudden, they kind of hit it right. They got the number one pick and they got Baker Mayfield. They did a pretty good job drafting in years before. They were able to make a trade for Odell Beckham. And all of a sudden, you're like, ooh, this could be the team of right now. We've seen sort of a back and forth in the AFC North, different teams being the best team that season. The AFC East just hasn't come anywhere close to any kind of competition like that.
All right, so John, you just handed us these quarterback ratings. Who is this person who's doing this?
Kian Fahey, formerly of ESPN, currently unemployed and writing on and based on
how the hell did you find it then?
So because he's getting roasted on Twitter for it right now.
Well, what? Why are we reading his rankings? Why don't you just come up with your own? These are the John Anderson rankings.
Yours would mean more to me than Kian Fahey's.
So Kian Fahey sounds like a made up person.
No, he's Irish. He's Irish.
Okay, good for him. He has his top 32 quarterbacks, and then he puts like a little thing next to each one of them.
By the way, he's got Josh Allen number 30. It says athlete playing quarterback.
Okay, fair enough. He's got Josh Rosen, the Dolphins quarterback, at 32, and he has Sam Darnold at 18.
He has 5 stud quarterbacks in the NFL.
And who's not one of them?
No. Andrew Luck, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Matt Ryan, Cam Newton. I might give you one of those 5 ahead of Brady.
People love Matt Ryan and Cam Newton when they make these lists. I can't understand it. Matt Ryan and Cam Newton are ranked so high, no matter whose list it is. I don't get it. Mahomes is a stud. Andrew Luck kind of teetering. Like, he really bounced back nicely from the injury.
I wouldn't have him ahead of Brady.
I would not either. And Aaron Rodgers.
I'd give you Mahomes.
Mahomes is the only guy I like more than him, too. Where... so I'm looking at the list as well, so there's no surprises here. So not only does he have Tom Brady ranked 8th, but it's the guys he's got 6 and 7, which are just fall out of your chair. Like, this is
Emerging stars, by the way.
No, no, no.
He calls them both
studs.
Emerging studs. Not studs yet. They're emerging studs. But the but who he has there, this is where you know it's a troll job. This is a troll job.
I want you to take this out of our studio,
yeah.
John, and I want you to light a match to it.
This is troll job.
Kihan Fahey.
So I actually agree with him. He has Ben Roethlisberger, 19. Good for him.
Declining former star.
Good for him. Yeah, everybody has Roethlisberger way too high on all the like Chris Sims and everybody else. So he has that. Dale, do you want to tell the people who he has ranked ahead of Tom Brady?
Well, he's got Tom Brady at number 8.
Right.
Aging Hall of Famer, it says.
Yeah, he and Drew Brees at 9.
He has the exact same aging Hall of Famer things for Drew Brees and Philip Rivers. Okay, fine.
Fine. That, and that's your top 10. All right, so number 6 and 7.
So Brady is 8.
Yeah.
Number 7 is Marcus Mariota.
That's insane. That is an insane thing to write. Marcus Mariota, would you be shocked if next season or even halfway through this season he wasn't even a starter?
No, I wouldn't be shocked.
Like, give me a... And now he's the number 7 quarterback, and he's a emerging stud.
As is number 6.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott.
Not an emerging stud. He's at least a quarterback who can win some games. Yeah, he's a quarterback. Like, yeah. He's the starter in Dallas. I feel confident that he's the starter there. But what are we doing with Marcus Mariota? He has Russell Wilson ranked 11. Maybe he mixed those two up. Is there a chance that he screwed those two up?
How about number 28? Somebody find Mike Giardi.
Oh, no.
Number 28, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, what's he say about him?
Low-end starter slash unknown.
Well, listen, you got to know these guys. You got to know them.
He's the real good-looking one. You can't miss him.
So he's got Kyler Murray and Dwayne Haskins, both ranked ahead of Jimmy Garoppolo.
He's got Kirk Cousins.
You got people buzzing. Though,
Eli Manning ahead of Jimmy Garoppolo.
Baker Mayfield,
Nick
16.
Foles.
Way too low. Lamar Jackson, 12.
Andy Dalton.
Where's he got him? Oh, 21.
Ahead of Jimmy Garoppolo.
I also really don't like Deshaun Watson at 13. He's much better than that. It's a crap list. It's a garbage list. Thank you, John, for bringing this to our attention. Although you could have literally just wrote any list.
We could have just made up our own lists, and it would have been better than this.
Top 32, and then you have a couple like polarizing ones.
I'll have that for tomorrow, I promise.
Thank you. Good.
You know, I did have a list on the Off Day podcast Twitter account.
Is that right?
Yeah, and you guys wouldn't have liked it. So.
Oh, actually, I couldn't read it because the color scheme that you chose was
oh my god, blind.
Okay, I was like a magic eye thing. Severely colorblind. We can do a test during the break if you'd like, where you point at like 9 things and ask me what color it is, and I don't know what any of them are.
You don't have to outthink it. Just simple black and white is fine. We can all read that. You can maybe, you know, do some elaborate fonts if you'd like. That's fine to dress it up a little bit. The like yellow on the red made me want to throw up.
That's how they wrote people into Firefest. It was just bright orange.
No, they wrote people into Firefest with supermodels and Instagram influencers saying this is the greatest place in the world.
And don't worry, the sandwiches will taste really good. 617.
I got a palapa. Where's my palapa?
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Marcus Mariota's ahead of Tom Brady.
At number 7.
In case you're wondering. We've got a trend, and then we'll get...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back to your calls.
Back to...
Whoop. What's the name of the show? Where's Dale?
Dale and Keith.
You do know that it's not the Rich Keefe Show
on WEEI.
Is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Let's get back to the calls with you guys. Mike's on the cell phone. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's going on?
I'm just thinking about what this was said about the studs at, 7 and 6. If you really have, at any point in time, have you ever had 7 studs in the league? Has that ever happened? And I don't think it's ever happened, at least not in the Super Bowl era. To me, a stud is a guy you look back on and you say, oh, yeah, that guy was a stud. How can you say there's going to be 7 when we've never had that before?
Well, he said 5.
Yeah, he's got 5. He has 5 and then 2, I guess, emerging. But I think, too, Mike, that...
Right, but that would make 7.
That would make seven. I think the stats for quarterbacks now are just going up and up and up, and it's almost, I get what you're saying, is like the stud should sort of separate himself, but you know, you look at last year, you had nine guys with a quarterback rating over 100. Like, that stuff hasn't really happened, and that's sort of the new trend. You know, you had a bunch of quarterbacks throwing over 4,000 yards. You had a guy throwing over 5,000 yards. Like, some of the numbers are just getting pretty silly.
Okay, then tell me the names of all the studs last year.
What'd you say
with the stud last year?
Patrick Mahomes. Drew Brees.
Yep.
Russell Wilson.
And Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. I mean, you could go more probably. Philip Rivers had his best
season. Andrew Luck, maybe.
Matt Ryan had a good year. Deshaun Watson had a good year. Yeah, Dale's right. Andrew Luck had a good year. I mean,
they all had good years, yeah. I agree with you. They had good years. I just don't think I'd call them studs.
All right.
That's all.
All right. I mean, fair enough. Just the wording of it. Like Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think I'd have Marcus Mariota ahead of Tom Brady either, but that's just me.
Aaron Rodgers threw two picks last year. Like, again, I don't love him, but if somebody said he was a stud, kind of hard to argue. I just think the numbers are, you know, we've been talking about Madden off and on all day. The numbers are just video game at this point for quarterbacks. You can't hit them. You can't really stop the wide receivers anymore. I mean, think about that. And we did this exercise during the year. You go back even like 10 years, there might be two or three guys with a quarterback rating of 100. You look at all these Hall of Famers. Their career quarterback ratings are like in the 80s.
Right, right.
It's just so different now. And so if you want to call a guy a stud, you look at it. Just pick any guy. Like Andrew Luck, 39 touchdowns, 15 picks. And 15 picks is actually high. That's so much higher than other. Kirk Cousins, I would not call a stud by any means. However, 30 touchdowns, 10 picks, 4,300 yards passing. Like, some of the numbers are stud-like numbers. So I think you're going to see more and more years where seven or eight guys probably are looked at as stud quarterbacks.
And we're kind of making fun of Keon Fahey's list here.
Yeah,
mainly because we like saying his name and we don't really know who he is.
And he's out there. He's got the guts to put out his top 32. No?
There's so many weird things. This is the point where, you know, they're so desperate to get to training camp and have football players to talk about and things that they can actually watch.
Well, you were saying it was that ESPN or NFL Network was ranking their who's going to be the best team in 3 years?
Over the no, like for a three-year span.
What are we doing?
And by the way, the Patriots are second.
Good.
Over the next 3 years. So I guess they think Tom Brady's hanging around.
Yeah, but you're pulling at straws right now, just waiting for the season to start. You know, because you already had the combine, you had the draft, you had the free agency, and now you're like, all right, let's get into the season, but still got another month away until we can get into the old who's going to make the team conversation.
617-779-7937. Ted's on the cell phone. Hey, Ted.
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Dale?
Yes, sir.
Dale, I'm very sorry. You probably won't know anything that we're talking about at the moment, but I need Rich Keefe's expertise. He's a social media expert here.
That's correct,
he's
Ted.
The guy.
You've come to the right place.
And you were talking about the fight with Fatal Guy and that you wouldn't watch the fight. Man. I have someone else who I think you might want to watch the fight. I don't know if you pay for it, but I need your expertise.
All right, let's hear it.
Cash Me Outside Girl. Oh, what if he was to fight her?
So a mixed gender bout? I don't feel great about that.
Although that whole, whole premise.
She would probably kick Bagel Guy's ass, though.
I would hope.
Yeah.
She would rip him apart, and he's always criticizing women anyway. So but you're the expert, so you tell me.
Yeah, I'm not wild about fake celebrity versus fake celebrity fight because I don't think you're going to get a vicious TKO. I watch these fights to see somebody get knocked out, and I don't think you'd really have the power either way. Now, if it was a no rules hardcore match, Cash Me Outside Girl would probably smoke Bagel Guy. And you know that Bagel Guy and any woman is already a natural rivalry. They don't seem to get along. He's having trouble with the opposite sex. But no, I don't want to watch any of those fights. If you put him in there against like Mike Tyson, I would watch.
See, now you correctly, and I think, you correctly said that this guy is fake.
He's a phony.
The whole angry bagel guy routine was simply some attention grab.
And yes.
I don't know how he thinks he's going to monetize this because guessing he's not going to make a whole bunch of money on this fight.
The fighting the hide your kids, hide your wife guy?
A couple of $100 or something.
Well, more than he had.
If he's lucky.
Bagels for life, maybe? Just free bagels?
And that's assuming, you know, that he, you know, doesn't have to spend that money to get dental work done afterwards and everything.
But he's already kind of making the rounds. Because I was getting into this argument last week with Andy Hart, because Andy thought he's just, oh, it's just like a crazy guy. I'm like, nope. I mean, he might be. He might be crazy. But there's also the hope of he has a popular YouTube channel, or he's on the Surreal Life season 20, or he's on one of these shows. He was already doing like a radio interview with Jim Norton and Sam Roberts, I saw. So like he's trying to cash in on his 15 minutes of fame right now. Now, how much money you actually get from that, I don't know. You get a couple $1,000 to go fight, hide your kids, hide your wife.
Now, I don't know the, and you're going to have to, again, you're the social media expert.
That's
here.
Me. Yeah.
I don't know the Cash Me Outside girl.
Oh, yeah. She was Cash Me Outside. How about that? It was a whole thing.
And what was she upset about?
I believe she was on, like, Dr. Phil, and she was, like, yelling at,
I think you're right,
like, her mother or some woman that she was fighting with.
Yeah, she's had issues. She pops up on TMZ all the time still, like, keeping up with Cash Me Outside.
I think she tried to have a rapping career as
well. Was that what it was? Yeah, she had a whole bunch of stuff. I don't really want to see her fight anybody.
I also think she's a little young to be incorporated in a bout of any kind.
Danielle Bregoli. She's 5'2", so she's already towering
over Bagel Guy. I mean, I remember once.
You're right. It was. She was on Dr. Phil. Good call, Shime.
In one of these celebrity boxing matches a number of years ago, it was Danny Bonaducci against. And I'm thinking, I don't want to watch Danny Bonaducci fight.
You don't
want to
see him?
No.
Get in the ring there, mix it up a little bit. No, Tonya Harding made like a career out of it. Tonya Harding like beat up a bunch of girls in there. Didn't she beat up Paula Jones?
You see the size of her?
What if we had a rematch
of
Ralph Macchio and Billy Zabka?
Was that a fight?
In Karate Kid.
Oh, you mean a rematch in the... I thought you meant they celebrity boxed after the fact, which they may have also. Yeah, no thanks. So I'm a no.
What is the allure of the celebrity boxing genre? I mean, Tonya Harding, for instance.
Well, people
First of all, I didn't want to watch her skate.
Why not?
Why would I want to watch her fight?
She was a good skater. She made the Olympic team.
Yeah, I know. We know how, too.
No, she was very good, though, prior to that. She was very good. She was one of the best in the country. I don't know why you want to see these people fight, because the chances of you watching somebody else get put to sleep is very, very low. Because there's nothing there. There's like two people who don't know how to fight.
Yeah, the guy throwing the punch isn't any better than the guy receiving the punch.
Like, if you're at a bar and you see two people fighting, they're probably also not skilled fighters. Do you look away or do you watch? Because I watch. Maybe that's sort of the appeal. You're like, I know these two people.
That's kind of.
You've never seen a bar fight?
I've never seen a bar fight.
What? You've never seen a bar fight?
I've not.
Have you ever been to a bar?
Well, yeah. Not a lot. Well, we gotta start. It's not like I'm there all the time. But
oh my god, you got to go to Geneva, New York, Dale, every week.
I've been to
every
Geneva, New York,
week,
but I'm usually
go out
with
after
my
10.
Wife and my daughter.
Go out after 10. I think you see a bar
fight. Not the same.
I was on a date, double date, one time where
Brag.
There was a bar fight.
You and two girls?
No, not quite.
Where what? There was a whole.
There
bar
was
fight?
A bar fight, and then the owner made everybody leave.
Oh, that's
cash
not
out. And leave.
That's
it,
a bad.
It was a tough
thing,
go.
Huh?
Did you say to the bartender, "Cash me outside"? How about that? Did you say that?
I did not, but it was a bad look for me being on a date. You know, never.
Wait,
never
you
great.
Got into
you
a
were
fight?
In the fight?
No, I was not in a fight.
Oh, I was
I'm
like,
just saying, but it's like a bad look.
For God's sake.
I took her to a place that there was a bar fight. You know, it's
well, that's true.
Tough go.
Yeah, but she probably felt safe with you.
That's true.
Until that moment.
My buddy almost like stepped in to help, and I grabbed him by the shoulder. I said, no, just watch.
I think in the words of Jermaine Wiggins, stay on your own porch, or whatever he said.
Like, yeah, his mom told him, always stay on your own porch.
No, and it's true. Like those poor guys, you read so many stories about somebody who went to break up the fight gets stabbed. Like the person had nothing to do with it, and they're just trying to like get peace and order there. So you're like, nah, don't get involved.
All right, so
unless your buddy's involved, obviously. But,
so more importantly.
Yeah.
Have you been in a bar fight?
Dale, of course I have. I went to college. Of course I have. But those days are behind me.
Did you start the bar fight?
I am a father now, Dale. So those days are behind me.
Did you begin the bar fight?
I don't think so. Well, maybe. It's hard to say. It's all kind of a blur at this point.
I bet it is. And I think I know how the bar fight started based on the fact that you don't remember the details.
Some guy was like, Paul Pierce is an elite. I go, Paul Pierce is an elite. And I jumped across the
Antoine
table.
Walker.
I stabbed a guy. No, you don't know how those things start as long as you're able to walk away at the end. That's really the name of the game.
Were all these in Geneva?
I would say most of them were, yeah.
Most of them?
Well, I run hot at times, Dale. What do you want me to do? Again, I am a more matured person.
We're talking about a guy who got thrown out of a Babe Ruth League game once.
When I was 14. So that, I am in my 30s now. I'm a mature, grown adult. And I've, what? I am now a role model, okay?
Well, not yet. She doesn't even know what the hell is going on yet.
No, that's true.
Let her rip for another year or two.
Yeah, that's true.
She won't know.
No, she has no idea right now.
Your wife probably won't be real fired up about it.
She doesn't love that part of me. That's not.
Did she know? Did she know you when you were?
Yeah.
And she went out with you anyway.
Well, no, that was after the fact. That was later.
Oh, okay.
That was much later. I had proved to everybody that I had matured, and I have. Can't you tell? Can't you guys see the growth?
Absolutely.
Yeah, even over the last couple of years.
Well, what's your mid-route running stat in Madden?
Like 84?
Solid.
Not bad, right?
Wiggy gave you, what, a 93 this morning? That's pretty good.
Did he?
I believe so. I think his overall grade for you was like a 93.
It's not bad.
He said, I think your opinions were like an 81.
Oh, that's low.
But your awareness, your knowledge was like a 95.
I had a good awareness? I'll take that. Pretty good.
I have a fairly decent idea. Mine was a lot lower than that.
What the awareness was?
Well, no, just the overall.
Oh, the overall.
Yeah, he gave you an awareness score of like 61.
Yeah,
he's all over the map with his rating.
He's really upset about that Chara take.
Gave your hockey takes like a 30.
Oof.
Well, there you go.
Holding a grudge.
Hard to argue with that.
Holding a grudge.
By the way, the whole, I guess he appeared on skating podcast.
With
Matt Kalman and
yeah, so did they usurp you, Dale?
No, I don't care. So I guess supposedly Wiggy made a run-in on it, and Matt Kalman suggested
that... He did a run-in on the podcast?
Well, he was there. And Matt Kalman suggested that, you know, I wouldn't give Wiggy the opportunity to exercise his right to free speech.
Yeah, we do every Wednesday.
It's a lie.
We do every Wednesday.
Matt Kalman. In fact, Wiggy and I did the show right after that, and I said, have at it. Do as much char as you want. Tell me who you want to trade him for. I mean... He completely stymied it all that
because
he needed me to identify the players for him.
Well, he didn't know Connor McDavid, which was...
I've made it
hard. He also proceeded to suggest we should trade Patrice Bergeron. So
no, that's what we're talking about.
He did.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So well, this was after Chara.
Yeah, so it kind of took a little bit of a detour, to say the least.
What else you got coming up next? Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
W-E-E-I. All right, let's get into a couple of things that we missed throughout the course of the program today. Because, let's be honest, there was a lot of Area 51 stuff that we had to get to.
And what else you got?
Yes.
Let's start with Michael Chavis, who hit his first career Grand Slam last night. Just killed it. I think they said at Fenway Park it went 441 feet deep left center field, nearly left the yard, grabbed by a fan in the back row of the Green Monster, and Chavis ultimately got the ball back, and he sounds a little confident.
Okay,
in his ability.
I'm confident in what I'm capable of doing, not in an arrogant way. If I wasn't confident, I wouldn't be here. I think confidence in baseball is up there with the most important things. So coming into the season, I think it's better to set standards or expectations a little bit too high than to set them too low, because then you're sitting there like complacent, I guess you could say. So my standards and expectations are pretty high, so I wouldn't say I'm surprised.
I love this guy.
I'm not surprised.
I love this guy, and
he's been one of the highlights this year.
You know he'll do whatever it takes. He will do whatever it takes. If it breaks the rules, who cares? He'll do it.
Well,
he'll do whatever it takes.
Been proven.
If he needs to get on the gas, he'll get on the gas. I respect a guy like that. So whatever it takes, Michael Chavis, he's my guy. What else do I have? Good question.
What else you got?
Sean just went, oh, wait a minute.
So not to be outdone by the Madden ratings that came out,
yeah.
NBA 2K20 they revealed their top 20 players. I don't think they have the entire list out just yet, but they revealed their top 20 players for the upcoming game. Number 20, Blake Griffin. Number 19, Rudy Gobert. 18, Donovan Mitchell. 17, Kemba Walker. So according to NBA 2K, anyway, you have a top 20 player in Kemba Walker.
Who's number 11?
I'm going from 20 to 1.
Yeah, though. I know.
I'm going from 20 to 1. Number 16, Jimmy Butler. 15, Karl-Anthony Towns. 14, Klay Thompson. 13, Russell Westbrook. 12, Nikola Jokic. Number 11, old buddy Kyrie Irving, who I always said was the top 10 player. So, I mean, pretty damn close according to their rankings. Getting into the top 10, Joel Embiid is 10, Damian Lillard 9, Paul George 8, Anthony Davis 7, Steph Curry 6, James Harden 5, Kevin Durant 4th, Giannis 3rd, Kawhi Leonard 2nd, and give me my puke bucket, LeBron James number 1. I don't know how he's still number 1, but again, that's the video game.
He's pretty good, though. By the way,
Leonard's better.
We did mention the whole Area 51 thing and the Naruto runners all, you know, invading.
We sure did. Again, Dale Keefe, WEI on Twitter. You can watch Shime show you what a Naruto run is.
So Bovada is offering odds on whether Area 51 will be raided by alien hunters because they'll take bets on anything.
Mm-hmm.
So what they said, will a group of 100 or more.
Oh, so we need 100.
100 okay. or more yeah. storm the Nevada location, Area 51. They're offering odds of minus 300 against a group of 100 or more.
So storming. Plus 200 on yes? Shime, yeah. What do you say we dive in on that? That seems like
I'm
free
all
money.
In on that. That's easy money.
Free money, plus 200. And it has to be on September 20th.
Yeah,
it
they can't be just some, show up tomorrow.
Can't be some rogue mission. But couldn't you, what if like 100 of you and your friends all bet this and then all showed up and did it?
Huge amounts of money.
You can do it. You could just bet.
You can work this in your favor.
Yeah, we've already got the Naruto run down, so we could definitely go do this.
And you just have to show up.
You just have to show
up. You don't even have to do the stupid Naruto run.
Just show up.
Be there.
As soon as the Air Force says, you might want to stand back, sir, you walk away and you win.
What's the max bet on this? How much can we put down?
Okay. If 1% of people show up out of a million, that's still 10,000 people. So if 0.1% show up.
I was going to say.
1,000 people is still a lot of people to be running through the desert.
All right. So, John, do you think 1,000 people are going to show up?
Yes. Dale, yes. Do you think?
You know what? I will.
Dale, do you think 100 will?
Let's put our money where our mouths are.
I do.
I don't think 100 are going to show up.
Oh, please. Have some faith in humanity.
Even 100
are showing up. They're going to have a great time. They're going to have a picnic.
Like, statistically, some of these people must live near Vegas.
I was going to say,
right?
Like, 20 people might just be wandering around out there. All you need is another
80
to show
up. 20 people
up.
There now.
Yeah.
I don't think you
just
get
lost.
You don't get to count around. The lost people out in the desert.
Oh, they count. I'm calling Bovada. They count. I saw them. I counted them up.
All right, we got to get out of here. I'll be at Fenway Park tonight, calling the game with Joe Castiglione.
Yes, sir.
OMF is coming up next. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. Thank you for stopping by.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.